Two things stand out as necessary next steps, both from what we just heard, as well as from the progression of our analysis: the need to redesign education, create an education for us, for free humans, and the need to find some means of reaching our sisters and brothers, some means of making these public discussions. And in that, just before the Love Triumphing tribute, I played a excerpt from a show a year and a half, I think, ago, and it made mention of the fact that, you know, just standing out on a soapbox can't do much. I'm going to modify that a bit. Having, as a result of being harassed when I go for my walks at 4 in the morning trying to escape these folk, I have found myself, in order to, what do you call it? It sort of spontaneously erupts sometimes when they crowd me too much. I start to, I guess you could say, preach. That's a bit grandiose, I know. But I realize that expressing suppressed thoughts, however we do this, is not nothing. Because once we start getting these words out into the air, the open air, the atmosphere, it plants seeds. It does. And they don't know where those seeds will lead, and they don't want them out there, which means we must get them out there. I'm serious. So if that's all anyone can do, it's not nothing. Trust. It is way something. You know, I've been thinking about maybe, you know, putting some words out, suggested text, maybe in rhyme, of things that could be said publicly, you know, shared. Could be like a public poetry reading of thoughts that never get said and need to. And let's put our heads together here, because I'm tired of all the waste of our power, all the denial of our gifts. I'm tired of, as Bob Marley said, those who put themselves out there getting chopped down. That's not how that's not what we want to do with our treasures. And yet we've seen it happen over and over, you know, whether it's over a process of a long process of chopping them down like they did with Paul Robeson, whether it's straight up execution, fast, quick, like they did with Martin, or somewhere in between. I said that, as the show began, that we are honing in on a strategy, and perhaps a short way of summarizing it is that we each one must be leaders. That's what it means to say that the basic unit of political organization in our freedom and in our transition to it is the individual. No more deferring our leadership capacities to others. Each one of us has to get big right away. That overpowers a system based on coercion and force. It extends their resources too thin. And very shortly then, they're ready to sort of cut a deal. And we have to understand that there are no deals cut when it comes to our freedom. Just like you can't be a little bit pregnant, you can't be a little bit free. It is all or nothing. And we are in the end game. We are in the time where if we don't claim our freedom, we are setting our children up for chains and leashes and constant fear. I have got this. Unless these folk only feel safe if we are obviously afraid of them. If we are not afraid of them, they don't feel safe, and they will up the force, up the coercion, up the violence, which in this case is clandestine violence. You do the math. Where does that lead? That endless escalation from their endless fear, their need to see that they are safe. It ends with our necks in a noose or our bodies in chains. And that is not a legacy we can leave, or either for our, not for our children and not for us. We can do this now. That's what the technology means. It is simply a matter of spreading that good news far and wide, and not just planting those seeds, but growing them.